Hey, this is Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
It's never prosperous to count other people's money. Let's talk about that. Hey guys, Randy Gage here. I want to welcome you to another episode of Prosperity TV. I'm coming to you from my place in Miami. I'd love to say, okay, you see, I'm in between workouts at the gym again, but truth is I'm actually started my workout, had just too much pain in my back and said, you know what, let me give my body a rest and take the day off. So maybe there's a good prosperity lesson in that I'll do for another show. This week I wanted to talk about this thing that happens when we look at how other people spend their money and the judgment that comes into that, and sometimes how the poverty consciousness or the prosperity consciousness can reveal itself. So I'm having a conversation with my friend Jorge yesterday. He's talking about a dinner he's at in New York. So he's there with a client. So the waiter's going around getting the or pouring the wine. So he says to Jorge, okay, sir. And Jorge says, no, thanks, I'm working. And the guy says, no, you have to drink this. He said, well, no, I'm working. He said, no, you don't understand. This is a $3,000 bottle of wine that he ordered. You have to taste this wine. I was like, all right, if it's 3,000 bucks, I gotta taste the wine. So he was relating the story about talking to that with his, I think it was his brother-in-law, because the guy, they ended up having three bottles of wine at the table that day, that group. So maybe the bill was 20 grand or 25 grand for dinner. And his brother, as he was telling his brother the story, his brother said, don't these people have anything better to do with their money than $3,000 bottles of wine? And there's a very important prosperity lesson in that. One thing I've learned is I don't count others' people's money. It's so easy to say, oh, he should do this, she should do that. You see it all the time when with charities, somebody gets some charity that they want to do, and hey, Randy, I need you to give $1 million to this. And I'm like, thanks, but you know, my plate is full. I have my charities I support. Oh, what's the matter with you? It means, you know, and they make these judgment calls. Well, you don't know other people's financial situation, and you don't know their heart. People, when we do charity, when we support things, we pick causes that are near and dear to our hearts, right? And by the same token, we pick our extravagances, our luxuries, our things that really make our lives more prosperous, things that bring joy into our lives. So I don't drink, so a $3,000 or $10,000 or $50,000 bottle of wine or champagne means nothing to me. But I like exotic cars. I love to live in beautiful homes. I like nice clothes. There's things that bring joy to my life that other people would say is an extravagance or whatever. So you have to watch out for that, because it really is poverty consciousness to slide down that rabbit hole. Because where it's really going is, you know, then the next step, let me tell you where that goes. How could they spend $3,000, you know, dollars on a bottle of wine when there are children starving in Africa? And that, like, it creates this binary discussion that it's one or the other, that you could have this expensive bottle of wine or you could help save the children. And there's no in between. But the truth is, you could have that $15,000 bottle of Dom or Aguardiente Cristal or whatever, and you could support the rainforest or the children or the relief efforts in Africa or whatever. So just watch for that. That's kind of your lesson for the week, is how quickly are you to judge other people, their financial situation, how they choose to spend their money, instead of focusing on your own business, your own consciousness, and what you want to do with yours. Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube, Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.